Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following autumn podcast is not real. Yes, autumn is here. And like that college friend staying in your guest bedroom while running their mail order CBD gummy business, it is showing no signs of leaving. Soon, as is your Earth custom, we can drag the autumn groundhog out of its hole and, during hours of grueling interrogation, determine if we're going to have 12 more weeks of... Hang on, I'm getting a message. Dear framing device, please discontinue with endorsing animal cruelty. Not these people again. Look, I've said it before. I'm inconsiderate to all species on this planet. I don't play favorites. So, before we take to the streets to drag uncooperative psychic rodents from their nests, let's sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon, chronicling my quests to make Foon better as the greatest warrior in all of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, by my sidekick in my adventures, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Boy, oh boy, chronicling is a hard word.
Yes, chronicling.
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 Chronicling. Chronicling. That's a hard, that is a, we should
it
do
is.
Away with it. Oh, if I only had, Arnie, if I still had Micronite and Lance, I would make chronicling disappear for good.
Yeah.
Boy, I really miss having those guys in their song.
Yeah, that power was too powerful, and but luckily fleeting.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh, Arnie, I wanted to talk to you. You know how Chunt for Red October is coming up?
Oh, yeah. I guess it is October, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So I was going over, you know, the types of monsters we haven't had on, because we've had just a plethora of monsters on, and I'm running out of ideas. So I have a few. I don't know if you have any ideas. I thought maybe we could have their Scooter the Shadow. He's like... he's a shadow.
Okay.
There's Frankenbrine. It's a guy who turned himself into a pickle.
Okay, I like that one. Sounds delicious.
Maybe like an eel or like a funny chair or something. Like I feel like I'm
Chunt.
Really running out of ideas.
Chunt, are we out of October ideas if we're down to funny chair?
I mean...
Although, I'm starting to come around on funny chair.
Exactly, right? Because, I don't know, just a different perspective. But it's just...
I mean, last year we had a classic spooky guest. A haunted house that talks.
Yes, which is, yeah, about as spooky as it gets.
Yeah.
And we've had vampires and werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had some mummies on, perhaps, or a mummy.
And werewolves again.
And werewolves again. So, Arnie, is there any like, spooky monster or creature you can think of that I can add to the list just to kind of put out feelers?
Like a clown? Oh, or also what you just said.
Feelers?
Feelers, yeah.
Ooh, Arnie, I know some tentacles.
Are they? Can they talk? That's the thing, though.
Arnie, You've been here long enough, you should know better. For shame.
That's right, everything talks.
They can't talk, they can scream.
Oh, okay.
But screaming is... But here's the thing, screaming is talking for them. So okay. Are you willing to have a 45 to 50 minute episode of just screaming?
No.
Where's Isidore?
Yeah. Speaking of screaming, my mentor in Saving Foon, he's kind of my Obi-Wan Kenobi, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangies, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
Spooky delivery.
And there may be other secret
names. Silly chairs.
Oh, names that if e'er were to ever cross my lips, most assuredly, those words would take form. You would see them floating through the sky.
Okay.
And the bile and poison that they would create would burn through not only the chair in front of you, funny or not, but your very skin.
Funny or not, they're funny. They wouldn't be called funny chairs if they were not funny.
I'm just saying, like, any kind of chair, funny chair or not funny chair, it'd still burn through them.
You know what, Isidore? Just because you said that, I'm going to give away one of your secret names. The tentacles know you as...
Well, yeah, obviously. That was an easy. That was an easy one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I said it right. Arnie, can you say it?
No.
No. What did I say then?
You said did not want to repeat it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you said something very offensive. But you know.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon my interruption, but are you Mr. Arnold Niekamp?
Oh. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Do you know me from my great feats as the greatest warrior in all of Foon?
Oh, another
or
fan.
Just a man from another world.
Let me get the pin out. Here you go, Arnie, if you want to sign an autograph.
Okay. Oh, I was hoping I could offer you this fresh plate of chicken cordon bleu.
Here's one of the posters we aren't able to sell. No one wants our merch.
Huh, this guy has
signed that.
This has tour dates on it, but they're from a few years ago.
Arnie, careful. This guy is mopping his brow with some sort of kerchief, and he's wearing suspenders, so be careful.
I love chicken cordon bleu, and it's been weeks since I've had any cutlery, or since I've had a plate, so I'm very excited about this.
I have a full meal for you, sir. Please, here's a side of collard grits, and some fried green potatoes.
Fried green potatoes?
Yes, come on. Eat up.
Okay, something's wrong with these potatoes.
What is this making me think of?
Yeah, Arnie, these grits do have little collars on them. They must be business grits. You should eat them before they get cold.
Wait, chicken cordon bleu. Arnie, don't eat that.
What?
I believe if you eat that, you may be summoned into a court of law.
What?
Oh, just one bite. Just one little nibble now.
And
to polish it all off, just a nice, thick piece of chocolate cake.
Ooh.
Look at this piece of cake.
Yum, 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 yum. Arnie, if you're not going to eat that, I am.
Well, the only thing is all of this stuff, I feel like I would need something cool and refreshing to wash it all down.
Well, so I have just the thing.
What?
Here is a full pitcher of sweetened iced tea.
Oh. Ooh, when life hands you ice, etc. Arnie,
when life hands you ice, etc. That's my favorite expression.
Arnie, that looks so good. And this guy's legit, because look, even though he's inside the bar, he's standing inside a gazebo.
Arnie, did you bring that with? Did you bring that with you?
It's kind of floating.
Oh, he follows me. Okay. It comes wherever I go. Oh, sir, do you smell the sweet breeze of summertime? Just beckoning you to take one sip of that sweet tea.
Arnie, don't need to drink that. I'll go get you some fox face and a roasted coxcomb. I'll be right back.
Reminding me how terrible all the food normally is.
Arnie, also, I hate to embarrass you in front of a friend, but chicken is not cutlery.
No, I meant the plate, which is, I guess, technically not cutlery either.
You cut food with your plate? Interesting. No.
In a pinch.
Don't change for me.
Oh, excuse me and pardon my ill manners, but if the lack of a fork is the only thing keeping you from taking a sweet nibble of this delectable meal, let me provide a fork.
Oh.
Ooh, thank you. That's a perfect fork. Arnie, that's a nice. I've never seen such a perfect fork. I want to eat something off that
this
fork.
This feels like a special fork just for company.
Oh, it's a special fork, Mr. Kneecap, just for you. Oh, just one you. Sweet little bite.
Sir, I'm so sorry. Have we ever met before? There's something seems familiar, but also strange about you.
Oh, no, we've never been acquainted, I'm afraid. Oh.
Yeah, you look like somebody else, but with a mustache. Does he look like somebody else, but with a mustache? Arnie, yeah. He looks just like somebody we know, but with a mustache. And, of course, with mopping his brow with a kerchief.
Yeah, I guess most people with mustaches look like somebody else, but with a mustache.
Well, I suppose if you aren't hungry, there are others that I could give this meal to. Oh. I'll just pack it away.
Oh, no, not so fast.
Arnie, don't fret. I'm about to come back with a fresh salad. Just one minute.
I'll have that tomorrow.
I worked day and night on this meal. Ooh, I followed my mother's recipes. Every I was dotted and every T was crossed. And I made the finest meal I've ever made.
So your mother has very impeccable handwriting? Is that what you're saying?
It really does. The finest handwriting in all of food. Huh. But, sir, if you cannot enjoy this meal, I will gladly give it to someone else.
Arnie, he's packing away the piece of cake in a suitcase that's shaped like a piece of cake.
Arnie, if you're not going to, I'm going to. Okay, no, yeah, I'm going to start with some. I'm just going to start with a little sip of tea. Oh. That's good.
Well now, Mr. Arnie Kneecap, allow me to introduce myself and throw back my hood. Barnor the lawyer at your service. The greatest lawyer in all of Foon and one half-brother to Arnor the warrior.
Oh, fuck, that's who it was. Yeah, he's Arnor with a mustache.
Yeah, holy
cow. And you,
wait. Yeah?
Mr. Arnold Kneecap,
yeah,
have just been served.
Oh, just been served.
You've been served a meal,
food?
Right?
Thank you for the food.
Yes, Mr. Kneecap, do you mean to tell me you do not know how the court system of Foon works?
No, surprisingly.
You have just been served a summons to court.
Oh.
Arnie, here.
In eating the meal I delivered, you RSVP'd, and you will see the summons when you RSVP'd it out.
I like this guy. Arnie, I'm sorry. I like this guy.
Okay. Me too. But I'm a little worried. What could I be summoned for? I mean, I guess I have committed several crimes over my 8.5 years, but below the average amount that a person in Foon would commit.
Yeah, sir. I am the greatest lawyer in all of Foon, and I intend to rake you over the coals for the wrongful death of my brother. Oh, no, the warrior.
Oh, no, Arnie, you're going to be raked over the coals. That's going to hurt so bad. But don't worry, Usador and I will figure out some way to regrow your skin or put some salve on that.
I'm not used to being threatened with such colorful language.
Maybe we can get Tourmaline's dad's rake.
You are going to be tried and convicted of wrongful death, defamation, and lying under oath. And, sir, you are going to face the greatest penalty with your very life.
Wait, I'm going to be accused of lying under oath? Like,
oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. I have all the evidence I need.
Of lying under oath? I haven't even been under oath.
Oh, sir, you have been under oath many times and not known it.
Really?
Yes. Oath is the name of my private detective. She is a windwalker who tiptoes quietly in the air. And several times she has been directly above you and heard you say many, many naughty fibs.
Arnie, that's why you always look up before you lie. I've told you this so many times.
You have. You do bring that up a lot.
I knit you socks that said look up before you lie.
Even if oath wasn't there sometime and you lied, I tend to swear us in every morning while you two are still asleep.
What? Why?
So that anything we say can and will be held against us.
Why?
Okay, Barney, if I may.
Who are you talking to? Oh,
I'm talking to Barney, or Barnor. Barnor, if I may, does this mean if there's...
What shorten his name? That's a thing with them.
If there's, I'm sorry, he's getting very, he's loosening his collar. I can't tell if that's from the heat or from being upset. Does this suggest, you know, if your half-brother was Arnor and you're Barnor, does this suggest the existence of a Carnor, Darnor, Farnor, Harnor, Yarnor, Jarnor.
Keep going. Oh boy, the alphabet is tough.
Oh, sure. Yes, yes. I have many siblings. Karnor, the enjoyer. Mm-hmm. He's a
the greatest
critic.
Enjoyer of all, in all of food?
Yeah, he's the greatest enjoyer in all of food. And particularly of food.
Hard to gauge that.
Oh, yeah, the two must be close. Yeah. It must be subjective.
Darnor, the destroyer.
The greatest destroyer in all of food.
Oh,
greatest
he walked into one of my restaurants one time, broke everything.
Is Farnor, the foyer. It's more of a sentient waiting room.
Wait, you're related to a sentient waiting room?
Oh, that's right. We are all sons of Bruce the Sky God, whereas Arnor was the fruit of Bruce the Sky God and a romantic dalliance with Queen Titania of the Northeast. Yeah. I was the fruit of Bruce the Sky God's deep lust for a legal encyclopedia.
Oh.
Is Farnor available for Chump for October? The sentient foyer, is he free in a couple weeks?
Doesn't seem scary. Also, it's not. Is it hot in here? I don't think it's that hot.
I certainly am sweating. Got a dab the beads now.
Are you sure you're okay? Have you seen like a
cardiologist or a
something?
I have to say, I might be boiling internally. From the anger that is welling within me for the wrongful death of the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
Quick time out. We do have to take a quick break. Why don't we do that, and then we'll come back, and we'll see the trial of Arnie, Mikael?
Oh, yes.
We were going straight to trial?
Adjourned.
Arnie swore us in.
Order, everyone. I'm taking a quick order if anybody wants some food while we do
some
this
roosters,
trial.
Rooster's feet.
Yeah,
chicken cordon bleu was good. I would like to actually eat a little bit more of that.
Another one of those. Barnor, can I get you anything?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, court is in session, so Barney, take it away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is my intention to prove on this day that Mr. Arnold Niekamp has wrongfully taken the name of Arnie,
but
has lied under oath and called himself the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and is the perpetrator of the wrongful and horrific murder of Arnor the Warrior.
Now,
Your Honor, in defense of this man, I must be allowed to speak.
Oh, shit.
Your Honor, Chunt?
Yes?
I'll
allow it. I'll allow anything, really. If anybody wants to do anything, I'll allow it.
Oh,
go nuts.
Great.
Go fucking nuts. Honestly, go fucking nuts.
Eratralka!
Hell yeah. It pleases the court. Can I just say, that pleases the court.
Excellent.
It was pretty cool.
In defense of this man, he's not of our world. He barely understands our ways. Lo, he's been alive but only 8.5 years, but a simple babe in our world when you think about it that way.
Yes.
As if he was born into Foon, not in 10 years ago. Now I, as a wizard who's been alive for over 350 years, I can see life pass by in what seems like the blink of an eye. This man knows not what he does and is not culpable for his many, many terrible crimes.
Well, Usador, I must agree with you. The man does seem to be a stranger in what is to him a strange land, and he does not understand us or our ways. But let me ask you, Usador, do we understand Mr. Niekamp?
Ooh, good question. I love the part where the lawyers interview each other.
Yes. And just a quick interjection, just before I lose track of what was said. Arnie, just to kind of help prove that you're sort of befuddled or addle-brained, I want the court to see, Arnie, let's do some simple math. Wink, wink, thumbs up.
First of all, don't call me addle-brained. Call me chunt-brained. Let's not get it mixed up.
Right. My bad. what's 7 plus 3? Don't say 10, don't say 10.
It's a number.
Damn it, that's right.
Yeah, oh, Arnie, I gave you a softball.
It is clear that the man is well within his wits. and I beg the court to let us proceed with this trial.
We can proceed. I did really like when the lawyers were interviewing each other. So let's put this table over here. Let me light this candle, put a plate of spaghetti down. There's two forks, and go ahead and continue to interview each other.
Oh, yes. Then I ask you, Usador, would you say there are many mysterious and strange things about Mr. Arnold Niekamp?
Well, I can't help but agree with that supposition. He certainly is peculiar. Being a man from another world, there are many things about him to this day we do not understand. For instance, one strange thing he does is sometimes when people are saying their greetings or their salutations or leaving for the evening, he'll go, bye, bye, bye. And he thinks that's, like, funny or something. He smiles to himself.
What a strange chant, Mr. Niekamp. Mm-hmm. A chant that sounds much like some sort of incantation.
Oh, it's chunt. I'm sorry, it's chunt. And I will be addressed as such, not chant. Also, just to pull the court, does this wig make me look stupid? I'm getting a lot of thumbs up. Okay, let me take this off. Good. And I like to call the first
witness.
It
was mostly where you were wearing it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. Merkins are not appropriate in a place of law. I would like to call my first witness, Arnie.
This is going to be great for you.
I'd like to call my first witness, the funny chair. Can someone scooch that chair over there?
I got it. I'll get it. There.
It does slide funny.
Are you asking the chair questions or are we?
I'd prefer you two do it.
Oh, I'd be glad to ask the chair a few questions. Tell me, chair, have you ever encountered Mr. Niekamp?
What?
Mr. Niekamp, we don't need you to do the voice of the chair.
I believe that... Arnie, you're on trial right now.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Everyone was looking at the chair, and I thought I was supposed to...
No.
I feel like I don't do enough voice. Okay, yeah.
Mr. Niekamp, might I remind you that your very life is at stake?
Yeah, you're right.
For those who lose in court are condemned to an immediate death.
Oh, shit.
By foolish law.
Sorry.
I bid you on this very day, sir, to take this matter quite seriously, as it is a matter of life and death.
Gavel.
Arnie, I need you to acquit it.
Okay.
Knock it off.
Okay. Hey, gabble. Okay.
Continue, Barney.
Now, Mr. Chair, if I may... Would you say there are many mysterious things about Mr. Niekamp? Yes. And just as Mr. Niekamp finds us mysterious and doesn't understand our ways and as a result considers us magical in many respects, would you say that Mr. Niekamp, in some respects, is magical to you? Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry I called this chair. It is not funny. This chair is way too honest. I'm so sorry, Arnie.
Permission to cross.
Yeah, go ahead.
Funny chair, aren't you, in fact, a chaise lounge?
Oh, shit.
What did it say? I don't speak chair.
Then I suppose we should all disregard what the chair has said to this point. Even the chair is very clearly a liar.
I demand this testimony be thrown out.
And yet the point remains. Mr. Niekamp is to us foolish people, in many respects, a magical creature. And as my brother, Arno the Warrior, was killed during Magical Appreciation Month, it is a relevant feature to say that killing or doing violence by any sort of magic is forbidden in the land of Foon during Magical Appreciation Month.
Fucking shit, this guy is good.
Oh, this guy's so good.
He's
Arnie, you're fucking, this guy's
this
good.
This guy's got access to the wiki.
Yeah, this guy. This guy could inherit the wind.
If I can prove that any element of magic was used in the downfall of my dearly departed brother, Mr. Arnold Niekamp will be guilty of having broken Foonish law and will be worthy of immediate execution.
Can I ask, is there a forum for me to ask hypothetical questions during this?
I'll allow it.
Hypothetically, if I was given a magical item, and I'm not saying this happened, if I was given
Arnie,
a magical item...
Just to make you, I want to make sure you're taken seriously. Let me just get on your polo here and put this tie on here.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I don't know. It's kind of look a little bit like Fred Flintstone now, but that's okay.
We'll put on your pants.
Fair. I'll get those at the next break. Hypothetically, if I was given a magic item to protect me, and that hypothetically was involved in Arnor's death, is it possible that the person that gave me that item would have to take the penalty instead of me?
I'll allow it. And okay. Who was this who gave you the item?
John, it was you.
What?
It was you.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I've perjured myself. I perjured myself. And that's like, what is that? That's like a pants injury? What is perjury?
Let me cast a healing spell on you.
Yeah, thank you.
Your perjury is healed.
Oh, I'm unperjured, and it's time for the halftime show. You, sir, do some fireworks or something.
Come on.
Nice. So let's enjoy this halftime show, and we're going to take a quick break while I look up perjury.
Ladies and gentlemen of the court, or your honor, or whoever I address, may I have a moment to just ask a question of Barnor here?
Yeah, honestly, I can't stress this enough. I'll allow it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll allow anything.
Barnor.
Yes.
What's your whole deal? Like, how are you doing?
Whoa. What's my whole deal?
Yeah. I mean, you're the greatest lawyer in all of Fizz, which I believe.
299 victories and 0 losses.
So you've never lost.
Oh, never lost. No, you can't. If you lose at court in Foon, not only does your client immediately die, but the lawyer is executed as well. There are no living, losing lawyers in Foon.
Oh.
Your only hope to stay alive if you lose at court in Foon is to plead for mercy and to be given a life sentence working in the mines of Maroon 5.
Oh, death. You gotta go for death.
That's the only way you can escape death.
Oh,
is a life sentence in the mines of Maroon 5.
Ooh, death is better. Death is better.
Ooh, hey, say, what are you saying? That's what I think.
Oh, every traveler in Maroon 5 is a sad one. A blues traveler. There's sad people in all of Maroon 5.
Speaking of,
they'll take every last nickel from you, and they won't give a nickel back.
No.
I'm telling you, it's an awful place.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go. No warm play, only cold play in Maroon 5.
It's terrible there. They'll urge you to overkill your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll smash some pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, they'll smash your mouth. Oh, it's a bad place.
Too soon.
Oh. Speaking of Blues Traveler, you, sir, do you have any sort of rebuttal?
I believe that if you're sad, you shouldn't equate that with the color blue. I've personally never ascribed.
Okay, you're not under attack here, Usador.
I thought you were going to allow anything.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead.
I don't think that it's appropriate to refer to yourself as blue if you're sad. Why not some other color, like green? What a stupid color for idiots.
Gavel, 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 gavel. From now on, hear thee. Green will be associated with sadness. So you won't be blue, you'll be green. The blues are now called the greens. I think that covers everything.
What so you're saying Barney here can continue with his arguments because you like to yo gavel, gavel. And we should tell Tubby here that he's probably going to get killed.
I'll allow it. I'll allow all this. I'm having a fucking blast. Honestly, this rules.
Barnor, doesn't it ever get in your head? Like, the stakes seem very high for being a lawyer in Foon.
Oh, yes, but that is the commitment that one must have to the cause of justice. You must be willing to fight for justice, even if it means your own very life.
Can I ask, and you don't have to answer this, maybe it's a personal question, or maybe there's some, like, ethics involved.
No, I'm really intrigued.
Have you ever been on the wrong side of one, but you still won anyway?
Ooh, good question.
Mr. Niekamp. Mr. Niekamp. Yes. Yeah, that's the short answer. Just yes.
Okay, that is, yeah, that's all I need.
But you know what? I mean, you just, if you, you I just, you, I don't like to lose.
Sure. Yeah.
Plus, and I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
Yeah. You're fighting for your own life.
And so it's important to me that when I fight those cases, I do not hire oath to, you know, hover above.
So in a way, yeah, I mean, you're not responsible for all the people that have died because you yourself are at risk of dying. I mean, in every court case you participate in, it's either you or them. And so no one in their right mind would think that it's your fault or that you're culpable for all the deaths that you have been adjacent to.
Do you think someone might think that?
I mean, look, I'm not saying I do, but I think just an argument could be made. Like, you're the greatest lawyer in all of every case. At least one, if not multiple people have died because you won.
Wow. Guilty is what I assume the jury's going to say. It's probably guilty.
And therefore, what you're suggesting is that, what you're inferring is that I have murdered, in some respects, those people, because they wouldn't have died had I not argued against their case, those innocent people.
I think that is what he's saying. Trent, this is all very interesting, but can I call a hostile witness to the stand?
Oh, shit.
I will more than allow that. I would love that.
I would like to call Arnie Niekamp to the stand as a hostile witness.
Okay.
Arnie Niekamp.
All right. Thank you for getting so excited about
it. Mr. Niekamp.
Yes.
Mr. Niekamp, if that is your name.
It is.
Okay.
Do we all believe that?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I say it all the time.
Yeah, big thumbs up from everyone. Big thumbs up.
You believe that part of it? Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that all you have?
Got the rug really pulled out from under me.
I mean, I feel like it would be a weird reveal. Like, how exciting would it be 8.5 years in if I'm like, actually, I've been lying about my name this whole time?
See, Arnie, I told you he was going to be hostile.
Arnie, now is not the time to do funny hypotheticals. You're under oath.
Just think about it.
Arnie.
I think it might go a little something.
Oh, no.
Arnie, when Arnor died here in this bar, were you holding the sword that he was impaled upon?
Not at that moment, no.
Okay.
Who was holding that sword?
Don't say Chant.
It was Arnor himself.
Yes.
I rest my case. Unless I think of something to say later.
Oh, he tucked his briefcase in. His little cover and a pillow. Oh, he's reading a little bedtime story.
I can continue. Please. No. Okay. I can continue.
Do you need a moment? You seem very emotional.
No, I'm gonna be fine.
Okay.
It may be true that Arnor was holding the sword, but I ask you, sir, what was Arnor wearing on the day of his death?
It's a weird question. But,
Boy.
Was it not a heap of shoveled robes?
It was robes. They were super shoveled, as I remember.
Yes, they had not been disheveled.
And whoso took the responsibility to unshovel the disheveled robes?
That's a good question.
Can you recall?
I wish I could remember exactly. I just mostly remember how fun it was to say shovel and unshovel.
Yeah.
An act of kindness.
Was it not you, Mr. Niekamp, who unsheveled the robes?
Probably. Sounds like something I would do.
But left the shoveling around his feet. And there was a mess of
gavel. I'd like to call to the stand Chunt the Shapeshifter.
Oh.
Okay.
Chunt.
Is there an echo in here? Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. What questions do you have for me? Chunt the Shapeshifter, is it true that before the night of the murder... Well, I shouldn't say murder. Shit, Arnie, I'm so sorry. before the night of the murder, isn't it true that you, Chunt the Shapeshifter, had a black and white smithery and had made a bespoke shield for Arnie that would protect him against all Arnies. Yes, Your Honor, that is true. And Chunt the Shapeshifter. Actually, let me ask this question to Arnie. Arnie.
Yes?
Is the black and white smithery still around?
Probably. I mean, all of our horses are somewhere as well.
Wow, what a great... I love that. All of our horses are somewhere. That's sort of a catch-all for anything we create, right? All of our horses are somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. Yes. Would anybody like to cross-examine Chunt the Shapeshifter?
I'll examine as a hostile witness.
Okay.
Chunt, if that is your name.
It is.
Are you even a shapeshifter?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's putting his case to bed. Oh.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I would like to call a witness to the stand.
Okay.
If it pleases the court.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it pleases me. It bumps me out when you, because you're so green. Yeah.
Maybe this will cheer him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very green.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, buddy. Whatever you want.
I would like to call Barnard the lawyer to the stand.
There's another lawyer.
Barnard the lawyer.
Is he even really a shapeshifter?
Barnard the lawyer, is that your real name?
Yes.
I'm ashamed to say that it is. And Mr. Barnard the lawyer, how many cases have you won at court? 299 cases. In every single one of those cases was your opponent murdered upon losing at court.
Yes. Immediately.
This is very compelling.
Immediately and unequivocally murdered.
And I'm gonna ask you, sir, of those 299 cases, how many of those defendants were innocent of the charges that were brought against them?
At least 172.
At least 172.
Fascinating.
Well, sir, then I ask you, are you not responsible directly, indirectly, and roundaboutly for the murder of 172 people? Yes, I confess it. I confess it. I have been responsible for the murder of at least 172 innocent, foolish souls who I argued against to save my own life.
Wow. Sir, would you like to double cross-examine?
Yes, Barnor, I have but one question for you. Is that indeed your real name?
No!
It had to work eventually.
Yes.
No, it's not. My name is Chad.
You perjured yourself here in court today, Chad.
Chad?
The lawyer.
Blah.
Everything else is true, I swear. I'm the son of Bruce the Sky God and a legal encyclopedia.
Gavel. I'm gonna be sick. I'm so sorry. I cannot take seriously anyone named Chad. So any and all things that you said or did is stricken from the record.
Wait, no, Ross, that was gonna save me.
We're kicking this guy out of court, Chad. I'm not gonna take seriously a Chad.
Your Honor, if I may.
Yeah.
I ask you not to take this drastic measure, even though anything goes in your court, and I respect that quite a bit.
You're welcome.
We must account for Chad/Barnor's testimony, because think about how pathetic this is. His brother got famous, and then he decided to coast off his name by changing his name to Barnor, just like his shitty sister, Dianor the Sawyer. Even though she's a great interviewer, she changed her name just to drift.
The greatest Sawyer.
I'll allow it. Listen, I Usador, the blue?
That's me.
As you know, I did say anything goes in this court. But as we all know, or we should know, anything goes is actually pretty problematic. Anything goes doesn't hold up. Okay?
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
It has a lot of bad parts in it. So.
It's catchy.
Anything goes. But I'm still the judge. Gavel.
If I can plead the court, if I could just ask a favor.
Fine.
Instead of being murdered, could I please Could I please spend out the rest of my days in the mines of Maroon 5?
Look, that gazebo is just tied to his foot. It wasn't even floating. He was just tucking it behind him with his foot.
Is this guy just been a Maroon 5 stand the whole time?
Oh, gabble, gabble, gabble. And there will be what? So, her love.
Has this guy been trying to lose for years? And we're the only people that let him lose a case?
Please, 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 just please send me to Maroon 5. Please.
Okay, fine. You and a friend get two tickets.
I get a plus one.
You get a plus one. Front row to mining for eternity.
Good news, bad news. Mines of I'm going to prison, but I get
Arnie,
a plus
don't do the voice
one.
Of the chair. Don't do the voice of the chair. Arnie, come on. Gavel, gavel, gavel. I think that about wraps up court today. Arnie, I do have one final question for you as judge before I put down my gavel, 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 gavel. Did you order a code red potion? When I said order in the court, I think I saw you write down code red potion. Did you order that code red potion?
I mostly drew it, but yes.
Did you order that code red potion, Arnie?
Yeah.
Did you order that code red potion?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's like a new flavor?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. I got to try that. Okay, just making sure we'll get you that. And I think that's about it. Any final sort of grievances?
I have a question for the court. I'm not as familiar with the legal system. So if I have technically defeated the greatest lawyer in all of Foon, am I now the greatest lawyer in all of Foon?
I think so.
Well, who has won more cases? Is it whoever beats the greatest lawyer, or is it who's won the most cases?
Well, as the judge, I will say, if you're on trial and the prosecution loses against you, you gain all their victories, and then you get that victory. So, Arnie, my buddy, you now have 300 victories in court, and you are, by law, of course, the greatest lawyer in all of Foon.
So, by that logic, there have only ever been 300 court cases.
Don't look at it too close. Don't think about it too hard. Don't look at it too close.
Have they all been shit shows like this one?
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
All of our horses are still out there, guys.
Huh.
Well, Chad, why don't you tuck your fucking little tail between your legs and get out of here and go to front row of the Mines of Maroon.
Do any of you guys want to be my plus one?
No, couldn't possibly.
Sorry.
Okay. Not my thing.
Busy.
It was nice to meet you.
Chad, before you go, I am really sorry about your brother. You know, we had a complicated relationship, but I was sad to see him die as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it makes you feel any better, I know this can be difficult, but it was his dying wish that I take on the mantle of greatest warrior. In fact, he had this scroll that his voice magically comes out of.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it will work and it will say exactly the same thing,
Arnie,
as it said last time.
Arnie, you don't have to say magically comes out of. You just can just say scroll where his voice comes out of.
Scroll where his voice comes out of. I don't know if you would want to listen to this, Chad, if it would give you any solace.
Could you explain again, like, what you're proposing? Like, can you just, like, explain it really specifically and clearly?
So, after Arnor died, we found this scroll, which I believe is his will, and had his last wishes, and we listened to it, and it said a bunch of things, which, if I'm being honest, I don't remember completely. That's why I keep this scroll.
Yeah.
And I think you should listen to it now, and I'm sure it will say exactly the same thing that it said well over a year ago.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd like that.
All right, well, just go ahead and open up the scroll, Arnie.
Arnie, go ahead and open up the scroll.
Okay, open, open, open.
All right.
Here now.
Oh, I love that voice.
So much time having been spent, let me now again reiterate my last will and testament. Upon this mortal coil, my former flesh thus was bleeding. But here you have a will that was never meant for rereading.
Arnie, this kind of blew up in your face, huh?
Word for word.
I said what I said before. And now my body suffers its great December. If you want to know what I said, you're just gonna have to remember. And now I leave, having been vanquished by a greater destroyer. I wait for the afterlife, Infarnor, the foyer.
Wow,
that's weird.
That was so emotional.
Thought I would have remembered that.
Chad, did that help?
I mean, I'm more confused than I was. I'm more confused, but it at least gives me a distraction from my pain. The confusion really helps distract me, and so for that I'm grateful.
Oh, he's crying so hard, it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Oh, buddy. Oh. Okay.
Thanks.
Well,
it was really nice to meet you guys. It was just really a pleasure.
Yes, yeah, nice to meet you, Chad.
Nice to meet you.
So,
guys, we got to get to work trying to book Darnor and Farnor on the podcast.
What about Yarnor, Arnie? What about Yarnor? Chad, what's Yarnor's deal? I don't know if we heard about him.
Yarnor? He's an employer. He's the greatest boss. I think you'd really like to work for him. I should have chosen a different path.
So he's like the world's best boss.
Yeah, he's a great employer.
Huh. That sounds pretty good. And of course, if his dad is Bruce the Sky God, then of course he's going to be a, boss. So, Arnie, maybe that's our chump for Red October guest, if we can't book that foyer?
Sure.
Perfect. Well,
what about a creature?
Oh, yeah, creature. So, Usur, what are some creatures? Like an eel?
Like the creature.
The creature.
Yeah.
From
aquatic creature.
And just to be sure, that's not Swamp Thing, right?
No, it's not a Swamp Thing.
Okay.
It's the creature.
Okay. So there's only one of him.
Yeah.
Or her. Or they. Okay.
I always get creature and Swamp Thing mixed up with Man Thing.
Man Thing. Well, Arnie, a Man Thing is a penis.
Oh, that's right.
So let's do confused. Either creature. Arnie, you really do have a... sorry, you do have a real Fred Flintstone vibe going. You're just running in place.
That's so right. I forgot to get my pants. I did that whole case without pants.
Yeah.
Also, at one point, you picked up a chair and tried to talk as its voice and said it's a living. It was really embarrassing.
Oh.
Yeah. Court is, unless there's anything else, adjourned.
I have a quick email to read then.
Yeah, sure. Please. That's usually how court cases end, right?
Good email. Quick email.
We just ended court. Court's over. Now we're doing the podcast. None of that shit could go to air, so we have to do the podcast still. This is from our Patreon, which you can join at patreon.com/magictavern. From a patron named Lily. Hi, this is for Aaron and Momo related. I don't really understand who Aaron
is.
Aaron,
yeah.
Oh, an errand is like a task you have to accomplish, like to tell someone something or do something. It's an errand. Yeah.
Or like when you inhale, you just breathe air in.
Chad.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm sorry, you guys. You're the
it's
best
all right.
thing. It's so nice
no,
to meet
Chad,
you.
Maybe you can help us with this. You have a lot of experience in the courtroom, so that experience won't be applicable to this question, but who knows? A recent scientific study found that male mice are terrified of bananas. The details of the study are wild. I heard about it on the Popular Science Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week podcast. Thought Momo would find it amusing. Thank you for being an amazing podcast and helping all of us laugh through the pandemic and beyond. ...
Mm. Sorry, that's got to be terrifying for the guy mice, but that is really fucking funny. Maybe for Chump for October, we book male mice and a banana.
I think the reason this person's pointing out is because for a long time, Momo was dating Mayor Banana. Remember Mayor Banana? He was so cute.
Oh, yeah. So maybe the male mice are terrified of bananas, and the female mice are like horny for them?
Maybe the male mice are intimidated by the bananas. They feel like a little less than. Mm-hmm. And they're really trying to like make up for it.
Chad, you slipped me a note that says many mumbling mice. What is this you wanna say?
They like to sing.
Yeah.
Huh.
I feel like maybe that's why they were just taking a recess from the bananas. It's just to practice their music. During midnight.
In the moonlight?
In moonlight.
Yeah, so maybe we don't have scary creatures on for Chump for October, but we have scared individuals, like a
mighty
male mouse.
Mighty nice.
Huh? Gabble, 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 gabble.
So what you're suggesting, Chunt, is instead of bringing on a terrifying creature, we bring regular people on.
And scare them.
Dwarves, yes. Mice, brownies, pixies, what have you. Mm-hmm. And then we put things in front of them that they may be afraid of.
Exactly.
So you're factoring in the fear.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was a kid, there was a show on Nickelodeon that I think was British or Canadian or something called The Grindygots. It scared the shit out of me.
Ah, these are real monsters?
I don't know what it was. I think it was just like, felt like it wasn't an American TV show, and just something about the vibe of it just really creeped me out.
Ooh. Xenophobic much?
That too.
Chad, can I ask, what is like, you know, for the rest of eternity, what is like the one thing you're like most excited to mine at the Mines of Maroon?
Oh gosh, that's a really good question. I've always wanted to fall in love.
Oh.
Chad, we like you now.
I've never had time with it with my work, you know, and so it's, maybe if I'm, you know, stuck in prison and I'm just mining for the rest of my life, maybe I'll find love. Maybe I'll find a beautiful girl and she will be loved, you know, by me. Yeah.
Okay, Chad's not all bad. I thought I was lumping him in with, like, Quinns and Dillons. But, Chad, honestly, you're the coolest Chad I've ever known. And that's you know, that's not saying a lot, but it's saying something.
Gosh, that means a lot. Thank you so much, Chad. Thank you so much.
Don't press your luck.
And, Chad, I'm sorry that when you said you would be loved that I laughed slightly under my breath. That was not meant. I think that's possible for you.
You think so?
I think so.
I think we could have been good friends. I just wanted to say that. I think we all could have been really good friends. I'm, you know, I'm a really good hang. I think they call me Hanging Chad, and I think we could have been really good.
Out of here. Get out.
Yeah. All right. No.
Okay. Get out.
We couldn't have been friends. Sorry. So sorry.
All right. And now let's end with a joke from a Chase Lounge. Gouda. Gouda.
I didn't understand that at all.
I'm just glad that Chaise Lounge kept it short. Normally, all they're good for is long, rambling apostle stories. Anyway, Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Barnor the Lawyer was played by special guest Blaine Swin. Blaine is the creator and performer in the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Oh, they're letting him perform now. That's generous. Look at that. Persistence can take the place of talent. Check out ImproviseShakespeare.com to see if they're coming to a town near you, where you can cheer Blaine on as he gives this performance thing a go. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Joel Strobake, Noah Solomon, Ian Sanwald, Sam, Jovan Matzovsky, Stephanie Acosta, Jonathan Nagayan, Eliza, Gary Heather, Lena Hillman, Hem the Goblin, Sarah Lynn, Rob, and Marty Metloff. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus, episode 3 of season 2 of Shadow City, DM'd by Anthony Birch.
Wait a second, this is the opposite of what I usually do. I've got a good idea for once.
Oh? Uh-huh.
I'm gonna audition as the matchmaker.
Ooh.
Oh.
All the power to find people romantic matches.
Okay.
Perfect. That's pretty good. It's hard to prove, and it'll take a long time, so maybe it buys us some time to get in there. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and Ma, I think what we do is we try and glom on as sidekicks so the three of us can get in the door. So if Crusher's the matchmaker, then maybe we are, you know, what does a match need? I box. I could be the matchbox. I'll fight off anybody who's not a match. That's pretty good, matchbox. And you
see, I've been around, I've been in this biz for the last, I don't know, a couple decades. I could be 20. You could just call me 20.
So matchbox and 20, and it just feels, ooh, that feels good.
Does it?
Yeah, and we punch in the door and we say, give us a job, make it good, or else forget about it.
To hear the rest, yes, you might want to, someone might want to, and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination, such as it is, by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. She's got the skills, folks. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
We'll be right back.